the late writer Graham Greene was no armchair novelist. Greene, who would have turned 100 this past weekend, found his characters in the course of his own adventures, in the violent twilight days of French Indochina, or living in terror in Haiti under Papa Doc's regime. He told BBC Radio in 1969 that boredom was, in his words, his besetting sickness.
I've always had a certain itch to get away for a while from my ordinary surroundings, combined with a curiosity to see the frontier. It seemed to be a moment of excitement and danger.
Another traveler and writer, Pico Iyer, has followed Greene's footsteps around the world. He says Graham Greene's work, novels such as The Quiet American, The Comedians, and Our Man in Havana, are as relevant today as they were in Greene's time.
The gods perceive future events, the Greek writer Philostratus declared. Men see what is happening right now, and wise men see the things that are approaching. By that criterion, Graham Greene, novelist and perennial traveller, was one of the wisest men around. Roaming the world with a book of theology and a teddy bear, he found himself in Cuba, Vietnam, Haiti, just as those places were taking strange turns. Cynics might say that he was stirring things up himself as a professional mischief-maker and a sometimes spy. But the truth is that Greene had an uncanny knack for knowing which small places could set off shocks around the world. Yet what makes Greene enduring, the reason people carry his novels into war zones even now, is that he realized that if you look closely and deeply enough at any society, you see not just its present, but its future. The best evocation of Haiti today is Greene's novel The Comedians from 38 years ago. The names have changed, but not the dark. Impossible, as the novelist wrote, to deepen that night. Or Cuba, if you wish to catch the nonchalance, the sensual charm, the sudden violence of the island of Fidel Castro, pick up Greene's Our Man in Havana, written well before Castro came to power. The human factor, as he called it, is the part that never dies. Last month I happened to be in Saigon, where kids sell copies of Greene's Quiet American in English, French, and even German on the sidewalk. The Rue Catinat, on which the novelist placed his central characters, Fowler and Fong, was renamed Dong Khoi, or Simultaneous Uprising Street. But you can still see Greene's jaded English journalist at the tapas bar, chatting up an enigmatic Vietnamese woman whose name Phong means phoenix, the bird that rises from the ashes. You can still see the quiet American, Pyle, on his way to Iraq, perhaps, so eager to do the right thing that he destroys every culture he touches. Late one night, I went into an internet cafe, not far from the majestic hotel where Greene used to stay. A menu offered Girl Scout cookie drinks and Lynchburg lemonades. A small sign on every terminal whispered, "No pornographic websites, please." I began a letter to a friend. "Greene's Fowler and Fong," I wrote, "are just around the corner." Just at that moment, a young Vietnamese woman, clad in a cocktail dress the colour of raspberry sorbet, slipped in from the NY Saigon bar next door and took up a position on the stool next to mine. Business was slow, I guessed, and she was bored. She clicked onto her email, and a screen flickered into view. I leaned over to see what she was reading and saw, "Dear Fong," and a long paragraph of endearments and apologies sent by a foreign friend. Phoenixes come in many forms, it seems. Greene will be celebrating many centenaries to come.
Pico Iyer is a travel writer and novelist. His most recent book is Sun After Dark, Flights into the Foreign.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.